Students who are still having difficulty after the implementation of Tier 2 interventions may require additional individualized interventions. Students in Tier 3 receive a functional behavioral assessment to determine the antecedents and consequences maintaining problem behavior. Then, a behavioral intervention plan is developed based on teacher input and the FBA to include interventions or strategies that are linked to the FBA. Since students at the tertiary level require extensive time and effort, it's important to have an effective Tier 1 system in order to avoid having students being recommended for Tiers 2 and 3 due to an ineffective Tier 1 system. Schools often don't have the resources to adequately support a large number of students at Tier 3.